Tens of thousands of marchers converged on the nation's capital today to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington and Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech and to urge action on jobs, voting rights, and gun violence. Civil rights leader Al Sharpton and other speakers paid tribute to King and other civil rights leaders for progress over the past five decades that has led to significant gains, including Barack Obama's election as the first black president. But they said that the shooting death of unarmed black teenager Trayvon Martin in Florida last year and the Supreme Court's recent decision to strike down a portion of the nation's voting rights law showed the struggle was not over. Despite the importance of the 50th anniversary commemoration, some on the left were critical of today's march. Ajamu Baraka is with the Institute for Policy Studies.
I see that it did have potential if we still had ownership of it. That is, if the social movement was in a place where we could basically frame the politics to reflect the real objective challenges that our communities and working class people in this country face. But when you have the organizer, one of the main organizers of the march, being someone who's already indicated that he would not raise any critical comments with the Obama administration, then that suggests that the politics of this march, by definition, will be muted, that it will be reflective of what Malcolm talked about in the 1963 march, that what was potentially hot becomes cold, what could be militant becomes de-radicalized. So it becomes, in fact, basically a pep rally for the Democrats, focusing the blame for policy installments on the Republicans and not critically addressing the responsibility and the role of the Obama administration and the Democrats and not addressing the critical economic, social, and political issues that face poor people here in this country.
Baraka acknowledged that some of the speakers at today's Washington rally did speak about what still needed to be done, but he says it wasn't enough. He says that both major parties are pushing a political agenda that is detrimental to working class people. Baraka says that in addition to being concerned about voting rights, any movement for social justice has to be concerned about who decides what gets produced, whether factories should close, and what kinds of products are being created, as well as what he says is a military that absorbs an obscene amount of the total national budget.